Lexington Marketing Executive Phil Osborne served as facilitator for the session sponsored by SOAR's Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Work Group. Osborne asked those in attendance to share their ideas about opportunities and challenges for tourism in eastern Kentucky and the potential for economic development. Alice Jones of EKU's Center for Appalachian Regional Engagement and Stewardship says couples and families visiting the region are going to need a variety of options.
I guarantee you that if we're stuck out at a fishing cabin somewhere, there's at least one steakhouse in your county that's going to get our business right now.
Meeting facilitator Phil Osborne says following the June and July listening sessions, the 10 work groups will review what they heard.
What we'll do at the end of the process is kind of coordinate all of our findings, identify any overlapping opportunities that exist, because that's where those places intersect or where we could probably have the easiest, quickest impact on things. But then, you know, just solicit input from people throughout the region on where they see tourism heading in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
In August, the groups will each identify 3 to 5 priorities as next steps for the SOAR initiative. For WEKU, I'm John Hingsbergen.